I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
Talking to you about obtaining the help of God. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Obtaining the help of God. Obtaining the help of God. And I pray for everyone who is participating in this program that by the time you will end, God will show forth help for you. God will help you in any way possible. Can I hear an amen? Genesis 2:18, the Bible says that, and the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. So I will make him a helper that is suitable for him. It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper that is suitable for him. That means that in God's plan for our life, in God's plan for our lives, man is not supposed to be there without help. God did not create man to be there without help. God created every man to be helped by another. He says, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper. So I pray that by the time you were being formed in your mother's womb, any helper God ordained for your destiny, if you have not yet met them, may your path cross them after tonight. I said, may your path cross them after tonight. When God made Adam, for Adam to carry out his life assignment, for Adam to become what God has intended for him to become, he needed a helper. So for you seated here, for you to become what God wants you to become, for you to fulfill the assignment on your life and on your destiny, you also need God's help. You need that God will give you a helper. And the Bible says that God said it's not good for man to be alone. So it is not good to live this life helpless. It is not good. Tell somebody, it's not good to live life helpless. You need a help. You need a helper. If you don't have a helper, you will be stranded in life. Everyone needs a helper. Everyone needs a helper. All through scriptures, you see people who became helpers for other people's destinies. The likes of Eve, the first woman, helper to Adam. The life of Barnabas, helper to Paul. The life of Jonathan, helper to David. I've been reading on Jonathan's story, and it's very, very awesome how a man who is born by birthright is born to be a king, just steps aside and calls somebody who is not a royal, that I know that God is with you and you are going to be a king, and I will be your assistant, I'll be your helper. So Jonathan knew his place, that he was not supposed to be the king, but was supposed to be the helper to the king, who was David. But Saul did not accept it, and that is what brought the war. But Jonathan, he, the one that Saul was fighting for, knew that his assignment in life is to help David's assignment. Eve's assignment in life is not to create another Eden or to go and work in another Eden. Eve's whole life assignment was to help Adam's assignment. So helpers are supposed to help our assignments. Can I hear an amen? Every assignment that is hanging on your head, may God give you the necessary help. Let your amen be a believer's one. Barnabas held the hands of Saul and took Saul to the disciples, that this guy has changed. They said, this guy, a killer, the one who has been killing us, how can you say he has changed? He said, no, this guy, I can vouch for him. It took Barnabas to fight for weeks, for months, and almost years to get Saul, who turned to Paul, to be accepted by the church. Nobody accepted him. So he needed Barnabas. And you also need someone. Aaron also was a help to Moses. Moses, irrespective of his prophetic oil, still needed Aaron for the others to accept him. He still needed Aaron to speak for him. Rebekah also became a helper for the servant of Abraham. Rebekah fed them, gave them water, both the camels and then the man after a long journey. The 12 disciples even were helps to our Lord Jesus. Our Lord Jesus couldn't harvest his then generation, even Israel. He could not save them alone. Talk less the world. He needed the 12 disciples. And every believer in our day today also needs the help of the Holy Spirit. Can I hear you say the Holy Spirit? So you and I will need the help of the Holy Spirit. So Jesus said, I will send you another helper, who is the Holy Spirit. So you see that the issue of a helper is a very necessary thing, because it is not good for man to be alone. But I will make him a helper. May God direct that helper to find you. May God order your steps to meet your helper. So man cannot survive or do well without a helper. No matter how rich you are, no matter how powerful you are, no matter how successful you are, you need a helper. Clap your two hands for the Lord. But I must make you understand that in as much as God wants every man to have a helper, God doesn't want us to rely on men for survival. God doesn't want us to rely on the help of men alone. Why? Because one, the help of man is vain if God doesn't help. The reason why God wants you not to rely on your mother, on your father, on any man, is because the help of a man is useless unless God helps you. Tell somebody by you, the help of another man is useless unless God helps you. I said, tell someone, the help of another man is vain unless God helps you. Psalm 60 verse 11. Is that give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Give us help from trouble. In time of trouble, what you need is help. And I pray that anybody that finds himself in one issue or the other, by the time we finish tomorrow, may God bring you help out of your trouble. I said, may my God bring you help out of trouble. So he said, God bring you help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Nothing is the help of man. When man decides to help you, anyankopon emwawa, enkosi aga. The Bible says in Psalm 127, the verse number 1, it said, except the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that builds it. Except the Lord keeps the city, the watchmen, they stay awake in vain. Unless the Lord protects you, all your security guards put together is vain. Unless the Lord builds you a house, all the money you are pumping into it is vain. That's what the Bible said. That means that no man can help you unless God first helps you. No man can push you forward unless God first pushes you in the spirit. No man can open a door for you, can recommend you, can recommend you, can make something good happen for you unless God has commanded it to be so. Your mother can't help you unless God decided that that thing will come through your mother. Your father cannot help you unless God has first decided that it will come through your father. Your uncle will disappoint you no matter how rich he is unless God has said that your help will come through your uncle. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Clap your two hands for the Lord. I have two uncles who are powerful men of God in this country. I have two uncles. Close uncles. That when I just go to them, I mention my name and who my mother is. They all know my mother. Close uncles. Vain is the help of man unless God has decided. You see, there are people who have been forcing to get the help of Bishop Adnasari to connect them. They try, it doesn't work. Sometimes they will carry big money. They will fight, go and give to the old man. They will just pray for them. That's all. They will never get the time, the chance. He doesn't even have time for them. But when God showed to me that that is the man you should follow, he will help you. Is the man I followed. Not my own blood uncles. Is the man I followed. And that is why he can have time for me. He can talk to me on phone. He can WhatsApp with me. He can show me, do this, do that. He can relate with me as a father. But there are people who are bigger than me that he doesn't have time for. I get what I'm saying. I think somewhere last year, I carried my pastors to a program that he was doing. I think it was either a consecration program or something. And when we got there, they thought we were all going to sit on the same place, at the same place. When we got there, my name was written on a chair close to where Bishop Adasari sits, behind him, where I'm part of the stands who must sit there. So the rest of them have to go far away. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm trying to tell you that when God opens the door, you don't have to struggle. When God helps you, then man will be interested in you. But when God is not the one behind it, you will connect yourself and you still be disconnected. Some of you are relying on your uncle. All your prayer has been your uncle. Who told you that that thing you are looking for must come from your uncle? I used to think that the first car I would drive there, my father should buy for me. The first car, I thought, after the first car I should drive past here, my father should buy for me. So any car I will see, I will go and talk to him about it. But I can tell you that the first car I drove, so this particular one, didn't come from him. Even though he could easily get me, it didn't come from him. It came from an unexpected source. I hear what I'm saying. Somebody I didn't know from anywhere just heard me preaching and liked me and gave me a car. Meanwhile, I see my father buying cars for people and I thought he would buy me one. Amen. So you see, some of you, you will travel out of the country, but it is not by the way you are planning. It's not the one you have focused all your attention on. That is where your frustration is coming from. You think that auntie of yours is the only one who can help you. That is why you are missing it. Oh yeah. Some of you, you think that, Charlie, if this brother doesn't marry me, I can't marry. I can't. Some of you think that if this brother doesn't pay my fees, I'm finished. But the Bible says that if the Lord doesn't build the house, the labor in vain that tries to do what? Build it. May you not labor in vain this year. I said, may you not labor in vain this year. May you not waste your time knocking on doors and they keep telling you, I would have helped you, but you know, those are not the people God ordained to give you what you are looking for. Why don't you go to God and say, God, help me, and he will show you where to go and who to go. He will open the door and you will be gladly accepted and helped. Most people around me who depend on me, anytime I'm speaking, I tell them that, listen, before you come and ask me something, pray to God that God should give it to you. Ask God first. Because if God hasn't released it in the spirit, I will not have the ability to give to you. And come. You will be poor. And come, say my mouth. There are people I've met, they've asked me something I said I don't have. But I met other people, they asked me, I didn't have, but I went to search and gave it to them. What's the difference? Something moved in my heart.
So even when you don't have, you are looking for a way to help the person. Because in heaven, it has been done. In the spirit, it has been done. But you see, if you just get out, so when Solo, now Pastor Solo, when he used to stay with me and he was growing up, anytime he comes to me to ask me, I need money for a book, I need money for this, school fees, I need money, I first asked him, have you prayed about it? Or who you are seeing now, say, Pastor Prince, because you know your mommy. Go and pray. And I've started training my daughter like that. Anytime she tells me, Daddy, I want this, I said, ask Jesus. If you ask Jesus, he will give it to me to give it to you. I am teaching her how to receive the help of God. But the problem of a lot of people is that your focus is man. God doesn't want you to focus on man, because vain is the help of man. But I pray that from this season, God himself will help you. I said, God himself will help you. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. There are situations. Number two reason why God doesn't want you to focus on man is because there are situations that man cannot help you, but God. There are situations that, Charlie, even man cannot help you. There are things that, Charlie, man can do for you, but there are other things that you yourself know that this situation there, just a nyami bim, unless God comes through. There are things that only God can do in your life. There are things. Imagine you go to the hospital and then doctors now explain your condition to you. And they tell you that there is no doctor on earth that can heal this disease. And they tell you that all your system has shut down and we don't know what the problem is with you. We don't know how you are going to even be well. Now, such a situation, money cannot save you. Money cannot save you. You will need the help of God. There are certain situations that happen in life that your mother can help you, your father can, no man can speak for you. You will need the help of God. You will need the help of God. You will need the help of God. There's this gentleman that was brought to me. He doesn't know how to drive. And he learned how to drive shortly without license. And he knocked down someone and killed the person. Without license in Ghana. If you kill someone, you are going to be jailed. Many years, you will be in jail. Even if you have license, crampon, you don't take it, they will jail you for killing somebody with your car. But if you don't have license, there is worse. After that one, no lawyer will talk some for you. It's not possible. I get what I'm saying. You don't have license and you knock down someone. In such situations, your money can't save you. In such situations, who you know, what you don't, it cannot save you. And this gentleman was brought to me by the mother from their hometown, because the case is in court and they've gone for first proceeding. They are going again and his son is going to be sentenced because already has been at the bar and they just gave him some bail so that he'll be appearing in court. And the mother brought him to Accra. And they had to pray. I think that day as I was praying, the Lord spoke to me about his case. And the Lord showed me a direction. So I remember picking some sheets of paper. And I prayed for him and I tore it. I think some of you are shaking your head. You remember that situation. And I tore it into two and I prophesied that as I have torn this paper into two, so is the case cancelled. Somebody was killed. Another, without license. As I'm talking to you now, the guy is walking free. He has not been jailed. The case was just, it became like a foolish case. The mother came to Accra to come and testify. Yeah, clap your two hands for them. So in those kind of cases, it's not like I charged him anything, nothing. We only prayed for mercy from God. That yeah, there are mistakes, Naba. One said that's Ukuno. Car is the machine, anything can happen. But because you don't have a license, you have killed. I pray for everyone here that any situation in your life that cannot be solved by any man, may God appear tonight and solve it in your life. May God appear and solve it for you. May God appear and intervene for you. May God come through for you in Jesus' name.
clap your two hands for the Lord. 2 Kings 6:24. There was hunger in Israel. Everywhere, no food. So if God has not helped you, man cannot help you. If God has not helped you, man cannot help you. Man is always able to help you when God has helped you. So focus on God. Tell somebody by you, focus on God. Focus on the help of God. So when you obtain the help of God, what are the things that happens to you? Number one, men will be interested in you and will help you. When you obtain the help of God, men will also be interested in you and they will help you. Men will want to handle your situation. Men will want to help you. Men will want to come through for you. Once it is done in the spirit, it will be physically. The king said, how can I help you if the Lord do not help you? So when God helps you, men will be interested in you and will help you. So I pray for everyone here that the men that must be interested in you and your situation to help you, may you begin to meet them one by one from tonight. I prophesy that you are meeting them from tonight. I prophesy you are meeting them from tonight. Let me hear your loudest amen. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. One by one, you must meet them. Number two, your enemies will even help you. When the Lord helps you, then your enemies will even help you. In Genesis 37 verse 26, Bible says, and Judah said unto his brothers, what profit is it if we kill our brother Joseph and we cover his blood? What profit? What profit? Bible says that he said this with the intention that he would deliver his brother and send him back to their father. Now, his brother was part when they all planned to kill him. Are you getting what I'm saying? His brother was part. He's the senior brother. He was part when they all planned. He's the second born. When they all planned that Charlie, they are going to kill Joseph. But after they planned, because God had decided to help the destiny of Joseph to escape, God raised one of the enemies to fight for Joseph. I pray for you that among your enemies, where your friends cannot enter to help you, may God raise an enemy to help you. I said, may God raise an enemy to help you. That is when they will be planning evil against you in your workplace. And somewhere, somehow, one of them will turn around to come and tell you and to help you to escape it. Maybe the person was part of the conspiracy. I hear what I'm saying. That is why they will plan evil about you, and then one of them will turn back to go and destroy the plan. Because all of a sudden, now Jesus is done. That is how God helps men. He even raises your enemies. Where you are not liked, where you are not wanted, he can raise somebody to help you. Somebody who even thinks he doesn't like you. Somebody who even thinks, you see, when I was coming from the university back to Accra, God has stopped my opportunities to travel out of the country. God has stopped my second plan to go to another region, so I don't start church in Accra. God, I didn't want to come to Accra. I thought there are too many churches in Accra. So I want villages. If God will not let me go to the Canada I've gotten, then let me go to just a village. I'm not interested in coming to Accra. But when God insisted that I should come to Accra, I had to come to Accra, but already I had filled my national service placement. And I had indicated that, okay, I want to go to Takrade, Western region. So already they are looking for people to send to the villages. And you have even volunteered. Others are fighting for Accra. You have written. There is no way they will bring you to Accra. As long as you have even expressed interest in somewhere far, already they want people to go there. How many of you get what I'm saying? Or you've not been through that before. You know, so already everybody knows that Charlie, you baby, I wait to see they are going to Accra. And God said I should come and start rescue in Accra. So I came and I started. Then everybody asked me, so where did you choose? Said there was starting fellowship
National service neighbor Per Uweko. I started the fellowship around July thereabout. And the placement came in around September thereabout. So I told my team, the people I was the first set of souls I had, that if God really meant that I should come to Accra, then it is his business to keep me in Accra. I won't pay bribe. I will not talk to anybody. Me now, I wanted to go. I said I should come to Accra. So now it is your business to keep me in Accra. Now let us see whether you spoke to me or I'm just deceiving myself that I heard God's voice. So I was just doing my ministry work, moving from hospital, market squares, preaching with some of us who were very young by then. And then one of the days, almost some weeks or months to the placement coming out, I received a call. And guess what? The call is from a lecturer I had in university who didn't like me. Say, what a shock. Who did? The reason why the lecturer didn't like me was because he was like, in secondary school, you have something like you call like the department head. Now, he was like our department, our year group, that particular badge. It was like he was acting like our, you know that when you go to the university, we have the senior house master, his name is different. Oh, I've forgotten. There's a name for the one who takes care of the student affairs. Those of you who have been to the university, try me. The dean of students, good. The dean of students. You see, the dean of students is like the senior house master in secondary school, but in the university, it's called the dean of students. Now, this man was like our dean for our department, okay? He handles student affairs. So most of the parties among with the students is the lecturer who, you know that those people, they like chilling, those kind of lectures. They like high time, they enjoy themselves and then all that. It's almost tough for so many students, they mingle, nature. You understand? But they're always with the students, they're going to his house, hey, say, daddy, daddy, and all that. You know, a lot of pa-pa-pa movements are in there. So this man, anytime he organizes the intentional drink up in the late night and other things, me, I don't go. Me, I was a prayer secretary there. So you preach it here. We preach against all those parties and those drinkers and stuff. So he knew me, so he didn't like me. So when it comes to class like that, oh chapel and and you people, you think you are holy people. And what we call for is just to gather so that we can be one, to just help us so that we can be one body, one family. You need networking. You have to start the networking from here so that after school, wherever you are positioned in life, no, chop away, fake people, fake pastors. Shall we pray? I preach whether he likes it or not. So I knew he didn't like me. And indirectly, he was always lambasting. Because we don't. Now, I got a call from that man. Now, can you imagine that man helping me? Can you imagine when God wants to help me to fulfill his word that he sent me to Accra? Can you imagine? Upon all the people in Accra, he didn't use anybody. The man that insults Christians in the school, the man that fights against us. It was the same man who called me and said, Prince, there's an opportunity that I have. There are two companies, one from the public sector, one from the private sector. Now, I studied into printing technology. They said, Graphic Communication Press, the one at Graphic Road, they need a printing technologist. And then Back Press in the private sector, that was one of the leading presses. It is type and back press in those days. So I said, okay, do you want to go to Graphic Corporations or you want to go to type? Or do you have another arrangement for your some whatever? I don't say no. I don't have any arrangement. In fact, I'm believing God. I don't have any arrangement. Then he said, okay, so which one would you like? I said, I'll call you back. Then I sat down and said, if I go to Graphic Corporations, those people, they print newspapers and all that. Newspapers will come on Monday. That means we will work on Sunday. That means I can't do the work of God on Sunday. Meanwhile, it is bigger than back press. Then I said, okay, back press too. They do a lot of our passports, our biometric stuff, and then other things, big things, electric commission materials, and all sort of big things. I said, okay, no, let me go to the private sector. So I called him back there. I want to go to back press. Then he said, okay, now take this number, go and see this person over there. Tell him that Mr. So-and-so says you should come and see him. That was all. I didn't pay bribe. I didn't talk to any, like, I just went. They gave me more money than the government of Ghana was giving to other people. It was in that company I was working for big people like our current president, Nanado Danko Akufo-Addo, Kwabena Japon, and all, a lot of politicians and big men. It was through that place I was entering to big office. Nestle, GRA, going to all the way to Tema, VRA, and all those places. It was from that place. But I did not pay bribe to be kept in Accra. God sent an enemy, somebody who didn't like me around that time. Somebody who would have given it to the show boys, the people he enjoys with. I don't know the dream he had, and I don't know why me, but some way, somehow, it was me. I prophesied for some people here that the next job offer, promotion, connection that you're about to get, it will not come from familiar places. It will not come from people who really like you. Your recommendation will come from people you think don't like you. Your help will come from people you think don't like you. Your assistance will come from people you think don't like you. Receive that help in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive. Clap your two hands together and say, my enemies will help me. My enemies will help me. He provides for you using strangers and from unexpected places. God wanted to feed Elijah so that Elijah will not die in famine. And guess what? God did not feed Elijah using a human being. For the first few months, God sent a bird. God told Elijah, go and stand by that river brook. A bird will bring you food. How can you send a bird who likes bread to bring Elijah bread? It doesn't work. The animal would have eaten it before arriving. But God said, I will shock you. I will use selfish people to help you. People you think are selfish, who don't help. They are the same people I'll use. Because the bird that he sent is called a raven. And ravens, they don't even take care of their own children. A raven bird, when he gives birth to his child, he drives away. So he even eats the egg. Before the egg will be hatched, he has opened the egg and sucked all the baby into his stomach. Now, such a bird, ye de Janice Mano. Ye de Janice Mano e kombrim. Amen. But when God wants to help a man, he can even send selfish people. He will put your, you see, God does in such a way that you cannot explain it. You cannot say that, oh, Opema Seminti, oh, Oya Mian Kalinti, oh, Oya Zenti. No. God will do it in such a way that when you sit down, it will baffle you. Listen to me. Somebody here, I said somebody is about to recommend you to another job. That recommendation will not come from someone you think likes you. It will not come from someone you think likes you. It will not come from a usual place. Somebody will connect you to a certain customer, and all your life and your business will change. And that connection, it will blow your mind. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I said, receive it in the name of Jesus. I said, receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. You see that in 1 Kings 17 and then 4. Number 4, he interferes with nature and breaks his ordinances in order to see you win. When God is helping a man, he suspends protocols. He suspends protocols. He breaks his own arrangement. God himself has arranged that the sun should shine in the day and then the moon should also appear in the night so that there will be day and night. God himself who instituted it, no amount of prayer should change it. Nothing should be able to stop it. But when Israel had gone to war and they were losing the battle, and the enemies, they had certain weapons that work well at night. So once it is evening, they will kill all the Israelites. So Israel needed the sun to still stand and not go down. Because once it becomes dark, the enemy will use those weapons, and they Israel don't have those kind of weapons. It's the weapons that make them see at night and fight at night. But they don't have those sophisticated weapons. So they needed the sun to be up until the battle is over. And the Bible says that, and Joshua lifted up his hands and prayed to the Lord, and the sun stood still, and the moon stood still, That means that he suspended the whole solar system. How many of you know solar system? He suspended the whole movement of the sun, the whole movement of the earth, and other planets around the sun. He suspended it. He suspended it. Now, how can you suspend the whole universe? Unless God wants to help a man. When God wants to help a man, he suspends his own arrangements. That is where there are protocols in the company. There are protocols in the family. There are protocols in your house. There are protocols. Oh, unless this one gets this, this one cannot get. Unless this one passes this one cannot reach here. Unless this one also gets to this level, you too, you cannot get to that level. There are all sort of arrangements. But when God wants to help you, he has a way he breaks those arrangements and still pushes you above and still pushes you up. I pray that any protocol that is at your disadvantage, by the help of God, it is broken. I said it is broken. I said it is broken. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. It is broken. You see that in Joshua 10, verse 13. And then number 5, he gives you supernatural experiences, occurrences, and miracles. When God is helping you, he gives you supernatural experiences, occurrences, and then miracles. The Bible says, and it came to pass as they fled from before Israel and were going down to Beth Horon, the Lord cast down great stones from heaven. Now you see, when the enemy saw that the night was not coming for them to win, and the day was still prevailing, and Israel were winning, they started running. Now when they were running away, Bible says that God opened the heavens and started raining down stones of fire. And the stones were hitting them. And that day, it was recorded that the soldiers that died from the stones were far more than those who were killed by the Israelites. And Israel won the battle on that day. That means that God killed more people than Israel could kill. When God is helping you, he does more than you are doing. He does more than you are doing. Perhaps you think you have learned from this chapter to that chapter. You have learned from this topic to that topic. But when God is helping you, he has a way he makes you still be able to answer other questions you have not even studied. That's what we call God. He has a way he makes certain questions arrive before you for you to be able to pass. I remember going to write BC, and before I entered into the hall, when they were calling us for assembly so that we enter, science, integrated science, compulsory question number 1, that had bigger mark in my time. I think I wrote in 2004 or so. Yes. Some of we were... You see me small, eh? I wrote mine in 2004. Listen. The first question, I had not really learned it. I don't really remember that topic very well. It was pressure in liquid. Pressure in liquid. How many of you know pressure in liquid? Oh, yeah, pardon. It was pressure in liquid. How the liquid flows from different points when you punch them. Okay, like a barrel. When you punch under, you punch middle, you punch the top. The way the water flows out, it reflects the pressure in the barrel. Are you getting it? So the down one will shoot high. Then the one in the middle will cross it down. Then the one at the top will cross it like that. So you have the diagram this way, like that. Because of the pressure that is distributed in the barrel. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, I have not really mastered that topic as at then. But as we were almost entering, I saw some people who had been gathered by their teacher in a corner. And they were checking something. And the teacher was saying, "When you see this, they have seen something. Some apostle has appeared." But my school didn't have the money to also get anything. So he was quickly showing them what to do. Then I said, "Hey, Jack, Mr. B, pass him." Then I stretched my neck. Then I saw the way he explained. And by the grace of God, the wisdom God has given me, very fast. So, because some of you, you're just passing some spelling out. Do you know those people? Who tell now, say, spelling. Ah, Sani, a copy. We'll copy, can you say? We'll copy, can you say? Mumu, we can't, the next spelling, mommy. Chua, mommy. This is the actual paper. That's why they say apostle favors the one who learned well. Because once you have learned or you know the thing, once they just tell you, we catch yourself, sign this, that, that, no. You know the form. Once he mentioned, already you are a sack. Amen. Saw it. When I entered, I didn't know what I was watching, but I decided to watch. You see, that is how God positioned me to get one in my science. Because I was good in science, but that particular thing, I was not really prepared. But as I was going to the room, I saw a group of people. I just decided to stretch my neck. That was it. But that's how God helped me. Because it was a compulsory question. I would have tried to answer a certain way, but it may not be as accurate as I. So when I sat down, when they think, I just knew that this one, I confused in Kofobibri. A lot of people couldn't answer that compulsory question. In Ghana here, a lot. Because it wasn't really a popular question. Amen. I stretch forth my hands and I pray for you. That may God kill more than you can kill. May God achieve more than you can achieve. May God fulfill more than you can fulfill. May God open the doors more than you are trying to open. May God catch more attention than you are trying to catch. God help you more than your efforts can do. Clap your hands and say, Lord, help me. Say, Lord, help me. Do it better. Do it better. God killed more than they could kill. When God is helping you, your enemies will turn against themselves. Your enemies will turn against themselves. Like the way the children of Israel, they cried and God decided to help them and set ambushments among their enemies, and their enemies started killing themselves. In 2 Chronicles 20 verse 4. And Israel were only singing praises. Why? Because God helped them. So God will take over your battle so that you will not have to fight. Number 7, he will bring judgment against your enemies. God brought judgment on them. That is in verse 12. And number 8, he will give you favor before your superiors and potential helpers. When God is helping a man, he gives him favor. He makes people like, they see you, they don't know why, but they feel like, as if they've known you for a long time. You know, the woman who owns the men's homeland, if you see her chatting with me, you think she knows me from. We can chat 1 hour, 2 hours. We can chat. Now I'm in Ghana here. She trusts me. She likes even more than her family members. She will send me, go here, go and see this uncle, whatever. And then it is what I say that she believes, not what the family member like. And I wonder that, God, what sort of favor is this? Just this 2-3 days or so, she was speaking with me, and she said that she has some property at Insufa, some big house that I've been there. I should go and monitor something for her. Now she says that I want you to be the one to take care of that place for me. Make sure, because I don't trust the family member. I'm like, where do you know me from? You see, when God, and that is how we got the men's home place. It's not by the strength of our money. You will never understand it. When God is helping a young man like me, he gives me favor before the rich, so that they can give you their property without demanding money from you. He can just give you like that. I pray for everyone. As you are seated here, what you need is favor. Some of you want to go to school. What you need is favor. Some of you want to marry. What you need is favor. 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 It's favor that will make the person want to give you that job, give you that contract, give you that house, give you that money, help you to go to school. It's favor. It's favor. My parents, my biological parents, are poor. They could not take care of me far to levels in the academia. But somebody just mentioned my name to a certain rich couple. I was very young by then, doing odokor trotro maid work in my DHS time. Then they just introduced me to this rich man and the wife. I just saw them once. They are not grands. They don't know my mother. They don't know my father. If they even meet them today, they'll pass. They don't know anybody. They just saw me. And from that day, they said, we like this boy. We want him to be our firstborn. We want him to be our son. That was it. My whole life changed. My whole life changed. I never suffered in school. Never owed school fees. Never. At a point, it even became a battle because I had to leave Odoko and go and stay with them. And me too, I'm a church boy. I had to go all night. This, that, that. So I had to use someone to go and beg them that I want to stay around church so that there won't be problem. What did I do to them? What did I do for them? Say favor. Took care of me. I never owed a school fees. I was always going to the accounts office to demand balance. All through my secondary school and university, the school was always owing me because they write their school fees in check. And check is mostly more than what the school has. Amen. I lived like a rich guy all through my school days. So people could not believe that I'm actually from a poor background. Amen. What am I trying to say? God gave me favor before these strangers. Before these strangers. So many years after, they joined the church that I attended. Yeah. Are you following? May God give you favor. Listen, God said it is not good for man to be alone. I'll give him a helper. That means you seated here, there is somebody who is supposed to help you. There is somebody. The fact that you have not met the person does not mean there is nobody. Tell the one by you, you have a helper somewhere. What a helper? That business you are trying to run, there is somebody who must make it work. That school you want to attend, there is someone who must make it work. That traveling door you are looking for, there is someone who will just hold your hands and the visa will just cough up. There is nothing like impossible in Ghana. All you need is a helper. All you need is a helper. All your dreams. The some of you, they think you are helpless. But what actually you have is, what you actually lack is help. You have plans. There are things in your mind. But just that you don't have the help to make it work. You look as if you are lazy, but you are not. It's just that you are not getting a helper. But I pray for you. See, the man was sitting at the river, at the pool of Bethesda. He says, I don't get any man to help me. I wish I would get. It's not like I'm happy sitting here for 38 years. But then I don't get any man. Some of you, that's how your situation has been. Everybody has forgotten you. In the family, nobody cares about you. You have to sleep with brother A before you survive. Sleep with brother B before you survive. This you have to give this before. Nah. Nobody's helping you for free. But I release help for you for free in the name of Jesus. I release help for you for free from today. That God will help you. Clap your two hands for the Lord. God will help you. And give you favor. Genesis 39 verse 4. That favor spoke for Joseph in the sight of Pharaoh, in the sight of Potiphar's wife, in the sight of Judah. That favor spoke. Then number 9, he will be with you practically. He was with Joseph practically. And then number 10, he will cause you to prosper in whatever you do. He will cause you. When God is with you, when he's helping you, he causes you to prosper. He delivers you, like it was with David. He delivered him from Saul. And Saul realized that God was with David. Clap your two hands. Rise up to your feet.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.